News. I'm Liz Pelka. Senior Trump administration officials are due to brief members of Congress in closed-door sessions Tuesday as tensions between the United States and Iran have been escalating. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The U.S. military has been looking into the possibility that Iran was behind a reported attack on May 12th on four commercial vessels off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. On Sunday, a rocket believed to have been fired from eastern Baghdad, a stronghold for Iran-backed Shiite militias, landed near the U.S. embassy in the Iraqi capital. President Trump told reporters Monday the U.S. will respond with great force if necessary, but he also held out the prospect of negotiations.
If they called, we would certainly negotiate, but that's going to be up to them. I'd only want them to call if they're ready.
Top national security advisors will be briefing members of Congress on the Iran situation today. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Among those going to Capitol Hill are Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford. Former White House counsel Don McGahn is expected to defy a subpoena Tuesday to appear before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee to discuss Robert Mueller's Russia probe. The founder of Chinese telecom giant Huawei is dismissing the decision by the United States to blacklist the company on the grounds it poses a threat to U.S. national security. Ren Zhengfei said the Trump administration's actions underestimate his company's true capabilities to continue operating and developing the next generation of mobile technology, commonly referred to as 5G. Last week's order would curb the future transfer of hardware, software, and services to Huawei, the move possibly limiting the Chinese company's expansion globally. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A sit-in protest in Khartoum, Sudan, continued on Tuesday as ruling generals and protesters behind demonstrations that drove Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir from power failed to strike a deal. The latest round of negotiations took place on Monday night. Malawian President Peter Mutharika is seeking a second term as voters in the Southern African nation cast ballots in Tuesday's general election. About 6.8 million voters are choosing whether to allow the 78-year-old Mutharika to stay in office or turn to Deputy President Saulos Chilima or former preacher-turned-politician Lazarus Chakwera, who have both promised to tackle the endemic corruption plaguing Malawi. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is officially declared the winner of last month's presidential election that international observers say was free and fair. The election committee announced early Tuesday that Widodo received 55% of the vote. Widodo said at a news conference Tuesday,
"Setelah dilantik di bulan Oktober nanti,
tens of thousands of police officers and soldiers were on high alert in Jakarta anticipating protests." Authorities in New Zealand are filing terrorism charges against a self-avowed white supremacist who killed 51 worshippers at two Christchurch mosques back in March. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports the man accused could spend the rest of his life in jail.
The new charge comes with a maximum penalty of life imprisonment upon conviction and will be a test case for New Zealand's terrorism law, which came onto the books in 2002 following the terrorist attacks in the US on September 11, 2001. Just before the March 15 attacks this year, Brenton Harrison Tarrant had emailed New Zealand's Prime Minister a manifesto outlining his white supremacist beliefs and his detailed plans for the shooting.
AP's Charles De Ledesma reporting. A powerful storm system that spawned dozens of tornado sightings in the U.S. Midwest is now causing significant flash flooding in parts of the U.S. state of Oklahoma. In an AP interview, Storm Prediction Center forecasting chief Bill Bunting says about two dozen suspected tornadoes were reported throughout the Southern Plains states.
We've had reports of nearly 24 tornadoes. This morning, the reports so far are preliminary. There have been a few reports, but we'll typically need to have survey teams go out and look at that damage more closely.
Forecasters say more stormy weather is expected Tuesday, especially in the states of Arkansas, Missouri, and western Illinois. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all